I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to Faith in the Zone, a show about sports and faith and how the two come together in lives being touched. Right now, discover how people in sports walk in faith with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time, you covered me.
Welcome to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, and believe it or not, I'm not flying solo this week.
Hello, stranger.
He didn't even know how to get in the building. Pastor Ken Keller been gone so long, he texted me, he said, what's the address? Can't remember how to get over there.
I had to help him out with the headset,
the whole bit, man. Pastor, how you been?
I'm great, Mike. Good to be back with you, and Faith in the Zone, man. Wherever I've been, I talk about it, and it's amazing how many people have tuned in and listened to it.
You know, I don't know why, but for the last 4 weeks, our numbers have been through the roof. And I can't figure out what the correlation is, but I'll come to you. It'll come to me.
Yeah, people always say anyway, they go, yeah, Faith in the Zone, Mike McGivern, and who's that other guy?
Yeah, I got to tell you, this is really funny. There's a guy that used to be my co-host on the high school football show, Joe Cook, and he's now in Paradise, Texas, coaching high school football. And I went to see his son play at a high school here at West Dallas Hale. And this is a long time ago. And a guy that I used to bowl with, him and his wife used to bowl with Terry and I. And he came up. He said, man, how you been? I said, good. We're talking. He said, what are you doing here? I said, buddy, my son is playing quarterback for West Dallas Hale. He said, you know Joe Cook? I go, yeah. He goes, you know he's on a radio show? I go, what? He goes, yeah, he does a high school football coaches show. I said, who is his co-host? He goes, I don't know, some other guy. I go, dude, it's me. It's been me for like 5 years. I said, you don't even know Joe. You and I bowl together. So, hey, I'm excited about today's show. You know, very seldom do we get a guest on back there twice.
Yeah.
You know, we may replay a show every once in a while. But for us, when we have a guest on, he made a big impact not only on you and I, but people in our market. And he's got some great things going on. He's a former coach with the Milwaukee Mustangs. And some of you guys, you know, last time he was on, sent me text messages and said, hey, I remember Coach Vaughn. He's also the founder of the Christian Wrestling Federation. He is Rob Vaughn. Coach, how you been?
Good. I've been real good. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, I'm really happy. It's good to have you back, Coach. And how's your football team? I know you coached a little high school football in Texas this time of year. How are you guys doing?
Well, when we can get a game in, we are doing well. We have had a record month in September. We are 9 inches above what our normal rainfall is. And so we have played several half games and not many full games, but we've only lost one. So far we're doing okay, but I'm ready for the rain to go away and get some full games in.
Hey, wow. You know, we play in the rain up here. We're tough here in Wisconsin. If it rains a little bit, we're still playing.
It's the lightning, though.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. That's
what we don't play. We don't play in the lightning.
No, we shut it down. Do you know too what happens? Is let's it's I think it's a 40-minute delay or 30-minute delay. You see lightning. 30 minutes, you gotta get off the field, and then if it goes 25 minutes, you don't see any lightning. Then it hits. You see lightning again. It starts there another 30 minutes.
That's right.
That's happened to us a couple times on the Thursday Night Lights high school football game of the week. Rob, I'm the sideline reporter for the high school football game of the week. They couldn't afford a good-looking girl, so they got all this, pal. That's what I tell people. Hey, man, it's been going on for a number of years, so they now know what they got their hands into here, and it's keep asking me back, so I keep doing it. Do you have to go back then and play half games with the teams that you guys couldn't get through?
No, we just we call it a game and move on. Now, we start down here, we call it a district, and do your district schedule. And we start that this weekend. So these games starting now until the end of the season, anything that gets delayed or whatever, we would have to go back and play it at some point. But the other ones were non-district games, and so we just kind of left it at whatever it was.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about the Christian Wrestling Federation. We're going to look, we'll get into exactly what's going on in the new stuff, and we will promote this throughout the show. There's some really exciting things going on in your world that people here in Wisconsin can now start to watch you guys, and I think it's really exciting. But since the last time we talked to you, other than that, other than the TV stuff that we're going to talk about, how are things been going for you and the guys within your federation?
We had an incredible summer this past summer. We traveled and we did so many shows, so many church camps. I mean, all kinds of events. I mean, we saw, I can't tell you how many people we saw come to know Christ this summer. And it just goes to show you that there's still such a big need for Jesus out there. Mm-hmm. And everywhere we went and the stories we heard and that were told, and it just breaks your heart that these people, you know, live like this. And just like I said, it shows you Jesus. I mean, we need him. Everybody, I just can't believe the need out there. It's so great still.
Hmm. Hey, you're in the ring. Your name is Jesus Freak, correct?
Correct.
That's awesome. He favorite Bible verse Jeremiah 33:3, and his entry music is Lord, give me a sign. And I love that. Hey, have you still been in the ring quite a bit, or are you starting to move out of that part of what you do?
Are you kidding? I am going to sit there until they have to peel me off the ropes because I'm getting up there a little bit in age as far as wrestling goes. But it's one of those things where I think as a wrestler, once you take time off or quit, especially at my age, it would be harder to go back and start up again. So I'm just going to plow through. I'm in good shape. My body's holding up. I'm just going to keep wrestling and keep speaking until I can't do it anymore. So I think I still have several good years left in the ring.
He is Rob Vaughn. We're talking to Rob Vaughn. He's the founder of the Christian Wrestling Federation and former coach here in Milwaukee with the Milwaukee Mustangs. Pastor?
Hey, Rob, when you're talking about doing these wrestling shows or programs through the summer at camps and so forth, what do you do demonstrations? You actually do wrestling matches, and then no. do you share the gospel, or what do you do?
Yeah, we are usually the entertainment for these events, and so we usually come in later at night, you know, after their like evening service, and we're the entertainment. We have the ring set up. I mean, it's the full-on battle. I mean, four or five matches. We got a couple of guys sharing testimony. And then it depends on what kind of camp it is. Sometimes we just stop there at the testimony. Sometimes we do the full-on gospel presentation and have an altar call. So we do it all, and it's a full show. And it's amazing. We've been doing this since 2000, and still it just resonates with all these kids, these young people.
Is this all over the United States, or do you predominantly stay down in, you know, Texas, Oklahoma area?
It's all over the United States, but I mean, we traveled some throughout the South this summer, and you know, we've always gone all over the country. We've performed in 35 states, but seemed like in the summertime, a lot of the maybe more of the church camps down here have heard of us, and so they tend to bring us in a little bit more.
Hey, are you guys still traveling outside of the country every once in a while?
We haven't been anywhere since March of 2017. We went to Puerto Rico.
Okay.
We were going to go back, but, you know, that hurricane hit last year and really decimated Puerto Rico. And so we had to kind of put that on hold. And so we don't have any other plans. Then this TV thing came through. And then so we really haven't put together any more plans yet on going any place right now.
We're talking to Rob Vaughn, founder of the Christian Wrestling Federation. And as we're talking, you can look at their website. It's christianwrestling.com, christianwrestling.com. Hey, Rob, how hard is it for you guys to recruit wrestlers? And what is the interview process? I mean, are you guys seeking other Christian men that are willing to get up on the mountaintop with you guys? Or are you looking for a wrestler first and then talking to him about what you guys do?
That's a good question. Man, it has been up and down all these last 18 years of doing this. And so we tell everybody we are Christians first and wrestlers second. So we're looking for people with the heart, the people with the heart transformation, because a lot of times we can teach guys to train. We have our own training school, our own Bible study that we do on Monday nights, and we train people in the ring, and we train them physically and spiritually. And so that's kind of our one of our mottos that we use. But, you know, we get guys that will come in that have already been wrestling, and, man, they come in, they're solid believers. They just hadn't heard about it. Man, I just found out about you guys. I want to be a part of this group. And so they come in, and that happens. We got a really good wrestler who's he's a young guy. He's a really solid believer. He came in this summer and toured with us, and man, that was a great fit. But those are kind of rare. Right? It's more of the guys who are believers, and they come in, they just need the training. And so that's usually, if you looked at up and down our roster, that's probably how most of the guys have found us. But we really don't recruit anymore. People really find us. And, you know, of course, we interview them and stuff and find out, you know, like I said, we really want to know where their heart is first. And then we go from there.
Hey, Rob, when you guys put this together, and I'm looking at your vision and your mission statement and what you believe, and let me tell people that the Christian Wrestling Federation vision is to be a Christian outreach ministry that shares the love of Jesus Christ through wrestling events around the world. When you came up with this idea, and I know we talked about this when you were on a couple years ago, but in 2000, when this idea came up and you guys started to do this, I know that first time that you were out had a big impact, and there was some media there, and this thing blew up really quickly in a good way, right off the jump. Correct?
Correct. It did. The Dallas Morning newspaper was there. They ran a story, and you know, back in the old day, it would go out over the wire and get picked up all over the country, and you know, a week later, I got People magazine sitting in my home, and Paul Lazon, you know, interviewing me, and people all over the country. I think I did 20-something radio interviews in the first 2 weeks that we started this thing. And so it really blew up and kind of took off from there. But, you know, we've had our ups and downs, our highs and lows, and, you know, we've had a season of plenty and a season of need. And so it's good. We've seen everything over the years.
Hey, Rob, I just got a question again, since it might be because I work with teens for so long. I would assume you do some teen camps, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So I don't want to, you know, insult you with this question. But so when you get in the ring, you know, because I could hear teens coming and asking me this question. When you get in the ring, are you demonstrating different things? Is it actually a wrestling match, or is it something like WWF?
WWE.
No, it is. It is.
It's WWF.
WWE.
There
is no demonstration. It's a full on wrestling match. I mean, we got high flyers. We got big guys
throwing bodies up, and yeah. You know, oh yeah. So you must have a pretty nice ring, because it seems like they have a lot of bounce to them.
Yes, we do. We got a couple of really nice ones, and we got one we travel with, and one we keep at our home base, and so we've been blessed.
I bet that has to be pretty exciting to teens to be watching something like that.
You know, it is. And, you know, it's funny because it's always fun to watch when you get there, because they're not real sure what's going down.
Yeah.
The first match, they might be kind of quiet. But after the first match, man, by the end of the night, oh, my gosh, they're losing their voices. They're so into it.
You know, I'm showing Pastor, if he'd opened up some of the things I gave him, some of the pictures on your website that I printed off, man. You can, you know, pretty quickly what's going on. I could tell you. Hey, before we get to a break, and again, we're going to plug this, the TV stuff, and I think it's really exciting, Robin. And the Now Network, Christian Network TV, has picked up not only a wrestling show with you guys, but a show with you and Beth, your wife. That show is going to air Wednesdays at 8 a.m. Central. It's a half-hour show. And that show, you guys are going to have different guests on that you're going to interview from all different walks of life, correct?
Correct. It's called the Christian Wrestling Federation Today. And so we believe everybody has a story, and it needs to be told, because everybody's story can relate to somebody out there. So we're going to have different guests on and telling their story, what Christ has done for them and their life, and maybe the journey they've taken to get there. And so, yeah, we're bringing all comers, and we're not, it's not just a studio show. Some of our stuff we've taped already has been in the studio, but
we're going out and meeting people where they are. You know, I'm interviewing a judge coming up here in a couple of weeks. So we're going to go to his chambers to interview him. I'm interviewing a high school football coach. We're going to go and sit in the weight room with him and do the show from his weight room in there. And so we're going out and meeting people where they are and getting their stories and hoping that it resonates with somebody who's watching.
Well, you know, Rob, we've tried to, you know, with Faith in the Zone, that's what we've been after, is people that will share their journey of how their journey began. Because you're right, everybody has a story. If they're a true believer of Jesus Christ, then there was a point in time that they were born into the kingdom of God. I mean, they're born again, as John the Baptist and Jesus so aptly put it. So that's going to be exciting to see when we get to heaven. All those that either tuned in and listened that said, man, I need Christ, or they ended up, you know, going on Now television channel and watching you guys talk to people and hear testimonies of salvation.
And then, exactly. And then Rob, Fridays at 11:30 a.m. on the Now Network. That is then the Christian Wrestling Federation. So you guys are going to do show. You'll do a match or two in that half hour, or what's the plan for that one?
The setup for the Friday show is a wrestling show. We've got this great little studio set up that we're filming this at each month, and it'll be three wrestling matches, and then it will be the gospel presentation. So we cram all that into 30 minutes, and it is action packed and exciting, and I can't wait to get this thing going.
Man, that's awesome. The information on this, you can go to christianwrestling.com. ChristianWrestling.com. And look, I'm going to tape this because I definitely want to watch both shows. Again, 8 a.m. Central. When does it start, Rob, by the way?
It starts on Wednesday, October 3rd, and Friday, October 5th.
Boy, right around the corner. October 3rd, again, you get a chance to listen to Rob and his wife, Beth. And I told you before we came on the air, you outkicked your coverage, pal. Look, a former Mustang coach, you outkicked your coverage. And 11:30 Friday, October 5th, 11:30 Central Time is the wrestling show. Guys, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation with Rob Vaughn. He's the founder of the Christian Wrestling Federation. Go to christianwrestling.com for more information. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.
More now of Faith in the Zone, discovering people of sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church. Back with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time, you covered me.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. It's good to have Pastor Ken Keltner from Brookside Baptist Church back in studio. Feels good. Huh?
I like being here. I like talking to Rob. This is great, Mike.
Yeah, I thought some of your questions the first segment showed that you have a little rust. A little rust on. But you know what? Well, okay. Rob's not in Milwaukee. If he was in Milwaukee with his wrestling bed coaching background, he'd come over and mess with you a little bit. But it's okay. Segment one will knock the rust off.
I've had a few in the past, Mike. Probably some pretty dumb blooper type questions.
You know what? I delete all those. I would never let any of those play, Pastor.
Oh, yeah. The Raymond Berry one was
that was
the classic.
My favorite. Yeah. That was the favorite. Hey, Rob, can we talk? And again, we haven't had you on for a bit, and we always like to ask everybody for their testimony. And we're going to continue to talk about these TV shows and how that came to be. But if you could share your testimony with our listeners, that would be outstanding.
All right. No problem. I grew up in a suburb of Dallas, Texas, grew up in a house that did not go to church. And my grandmother did, and I'd gone a couple times as a kid. It kind of scared me a little bit. I didn't know what was going on, and so I kind of stayed away from it. Then when I was in the seventh grade, I met a buddy of mine that I was playing football with. And the entire fall of our seventh grade year, he kept inviting me. Hey, man, we're having this event at our church. You want to come? Hey, we're going to do this. And I just kept turning down. Finally, in February of my seventh grade year, there was an event called Disciple Now. And the only reason I went, because a bunch of friends were going, and it was all going to be at a house and not at a church. So I finally went with Jeff and got there. And And that was the first time I'd heard the college guy that was in charge. He presented the gospel, what it meant to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And so for the first time, I'd heard that. And so I stayed up late with him that night. He walked me down the Roman road, told me all about it. And I gave my life to Christ that very night. And I jumped right in immediately. I got baptized 2 weeks later, got involved in the youth group. My mom came to know Christ shortly after. Mm-hmm. My sister came to know Christ shortly after. They got baptized also. And I just kind of took off from there. I just immersed myself in the youth group and growing as a young Christian, as a teenager. And man, looking back, I just, God was preparing me for things that I'm doing today, all those years ago.
Yeah. If there be more people like Jeff out there that keep inviting and keep talking, and this, I'm sure he had to be delighted when you made that decision to trust Christ. What's Jeff doing now?
He is a high school football coach. He coaches at a big powerhouse school here in the Dallas area, and we have been best friends, gosh, I guess, I don't know, 35 years now, maybe 30 something. And how ironic that his oldest son, I hired him on my football staff, so he is coaching with me this year.
Man, that's awesome!
What a great testimony, Rob. Thanks for sharing that.
You talk about some deja vu moments. We're out on the field, and I can hear his son out there saying stuff or yelling at a kid or doing something. And man, I have to turn around to make sure it's not Jeff.
I bet it sounds just like him. That's awesome. We're talking to Rob Vaughn again. You can go to ChristianWrestling.com for more information on the Christian Wrestling Federation. And it's just some really exciting stuff coming up. October 3rd. 8 a.m. Central on the Now Network, the Christian Wrestling Federation today with Rob and Beth Fawn. And then October 5th, Friday, October 5th at 11:30 a.m. And make sure, if you're not going to be home, tape it, Devo, do however you can find it. I think it's really important that we support shows like this. And it certainly is a show that you're going to enjoy. And Friday's at 11:30, it's a wrestling show. And they'll have three matches, quicker matches, I would think, because it's a 30-minute show. And
they
then...
are.
You know what? Then they'll get up and they'll talk a little bit about their faith and maybe do an altar call for people right at home. And it's just is something I'm excited. How many shows have you taped so far?
We are 2 months ahead of our taping right now. So we have done 8. Beth and I have already taped 8 shows of me and her, and then 8 shows of the wrestling. And so we're trying to stay 2 months ahead of everything just in case, we don't want to fall behind if something happens during the year. But so we've been filming for a couple months, and I'm ready to get something on the air. I'm, we keep doing this every week and talking about it, and ready to start seeing where God's going to take this. It's pretty exciting stuff. But now the first couple episodes for both shows are going to be kind of introductory. The people don't know us, so the first episode is pretty much me and Beth sharing our testimonies and then how we came to know each other, and then our family. We bring our kids on the show so people can see it. So it's kind of a get-to-know Rob and Beth. That's the first episode. And then the first episode of wrestling, we interview all the wrestlers, kind of tell their wrestling names, a little bit about their testimony, why they got involved in CWF, so you can kind of get to know the wrestlers a little bit, and then we start in with the action in the upcoming episode.
Hey, Rob, did Beth have, do you guys, either one of you have TV experience?
She doesn't, but she is an absolute natural.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, some people just pick it up, but, over the years, I've done a lot of, the interviews and TV spots and stuff with the wrestling and coaching and stuff. So I have a lot. That's one of the things the network said they liked about us was that we can do everything in one or two takes because we're so used to cutting promos and doing it. But it's a little more natural, it seems like, for some of the wrestlers.
And have you and you're kind of, you both are producing these shows as well?
Yes, we've kind of got the the liberty to do a lot of this stuff.
Now, that's awesome.
They do the final editing on it, we're kind of picking our guest and in the format, and they just said, hey, we're so far so good. So, and things may change after it gets going, but for right now, it's been real good.
Again, he is Rob Vaughn, the founder of the Christian Wrestling Federation. Go to ChristianWrestling.com. It's interesting, pastors. Last time we had Rob on, He made a comment. He said, hey, look, when we have, depending on the theme of where we're doing this, and if we go into this camp or we go, you know, to this youth group, depending on what their theme is, we'll work around and kind of play with that theme. And he said, you know, that maybe the third match will be a guy that is not a good guy. And this guy's, you know, a bad guy, and we take him out, and or he may win one, and then we'll get him. And I asked him, I said, are you ever the bad guy? He said, man, my name is Jesus Freak. No, I'm not a bad guy. Well, you talk about questions you've asked. I must have got 15 people laughing, either sending me text messages or when I saw him saying, did you really ask the guy who's Jesus Freak if he was one of the bad wrestlers? I was like, no, that's not exactly what I meant. Hey, Rob, same thing with what you guys are doing now. You look at what camp or what you know, group you're with and what the theme is, and then you'll work that show around that theme.
Exactly. Just like with the TV show, one of the episodes we've already found on the wrestling show, we had a ladder match, and so one of the matches was a ladder match. Well, one of the guys stood out there in the ring at the end of the show and used the ladder as the illustration for the message, talking about how we climb the ladder, we get saved, we climb up one rung, we get baptized, we go up another step, and then we get involved in church, we go up another step, and we do all this as far as being a Christian, but at the end, he comes all the way down to the bottom. He goes, but we don't have to do. He goes, God comes down to us. He comes down to our level. He meets us where we are.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's a really powerful, you know, message just using a ladder. And so we will use those, and people will be able to see those in our TV show also.
Hey, Pastor, in their mission statement, and you'll love this. The second paragraph is this: the Bible says we are to use unique and different ways to reach people for Christ. This is what the CWF is all about, reaching people in a very unique way. You'd agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. I'm telling you, you know, wrestling, sports, there's all kind of opportunities out there, you know, for churches and believers to look at reaching people, and I love it. I mean, whatever God will allow us to use to reach people, I say let's go.
When you were a youth pastor, this is something that like you had said a little bit earlier. You can see kids getting pretty jacked up and excited about. you know, I mean, we've done basketball camps and we've done some I think more traditional things throughout the years. Mm-hmm. The word would be unique. This is totally unique to especially this neck of the woods. We don't have anything like this going on.
Yeah. Well, I think too with teenagers, I think you said it, Rob, that they're kind of quiet the first go around, and then they start getting into it. And I would suspect at the end they're really cheering for hopefully the hero, not the villain.
Cheering for Jesus Freak is who they're cheering for. There's no doubt. Hey, Rob, do you find that the longer you guys have been doing this, that these kids get more and more excited about you guys coming out?
Always, you know. And what's cool is it's not just kids. It's all ages. I mean, when we started this thing 18 years ago, we were thinking, well, we were just hoping to do some youth groups and some some church camps and really target the youth. But I mean, we have seen the coolest things over the last 18 years from anybody from 7 years old to 97 has come forward and given their lives to Christ. We were at a show in a suburb of Dallas 1 year ago. It was last fall. And there's a guy sitting out there in the audience. And he's in his 80s. He's got a cane. He's wearing a Chicago Bears jersey. And I'm just thinking to myself, what's his story? So when the altar call, he raises his hand and he comes forward and he goes, I want to accept Christ as my Savior. And this guy's 80 something years old. So when the show was over, we stood there and visited with him. You're not going to believe this. He played for George Halas and the Chicago Bears.
Unbelievable.
Holy cow.
And had never accepted Christ. And here he was. He had a replica jersey that he had worn all these.
Wow.
You know, because he was proud to play for the Bears. And he liked wrestling. He just came over from his neighborhood and heard there was a wrestling show, sat there, accepted Christ. You know what's cool is we have gone to this local that church that brought us in. We have gone back there. We use their band to do some of our praise and worship.
We've gone back there, and he is a full-fledged member now. We see him there, and he has just jumped right in ever since he got saved last year.
Man, praise the Lord. That's awesome. Guys, we got to get to a break. He is Rob Vaughn, the founder of the Christian Wrestling Federation and former Milwaukee Mustang coach. You can go to christianwrestling.com. And again, throughout the show, we definitely want to promote the two new shows on the Now Network. 8 a.m. on Wednesdays, 8 a.m. Central Time. It's Christian Wrestling Federation Today with Rob and Beth Vaughn, who is Rob's wife. How long have you been married, by the way?
Well, Beth and I are a blended family, and so we have been married almost 6 years. And when we got together, she had three kids, and I had one. And so all we can say is it's nice to be equally yoked now.
That's awesome. Again, 8 a.m. on Wednesday mornings, Central Time, and then on Fridays, 11:30 on the Now Network. It's the wrestling show. And you definitely want to watch that first week, because you're going to get a chance to get introduced to both Rob and to Beth Vaughn on Wednesday, and then these wrestlers on Friday, and you'll get a good feel for what these guys are all about. And I'm a big fan. I've had a chance to talk to Rob a number of times, and we text back and forth on some stuff. And I'm definitely going to tape the show and watch it. And I'm looking forward to it. Let's get you a break. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone, an inside look at people in sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Sorens Ford of Brookfield. Here's host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time, you covered me.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Pastor Ken Keltner from Brookside Baptist Church. Pastor, if you got in the ring with Rob, what would your ring name be, do you think?
My ring name?
Yeah, if you jumped in the ring as a wrestler.
Run, baby, run.
Run, baby, run. Yeah, that's good. That's good. I don't gamble, but I'd bet on Rob on that one.
Yeah, or, you know, what's that show where you can call for help? I'd be calling for you, Mike.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, before you got in the ring,
who wants to be a millionaire?
Oh, yeah. I guarantee you, before you got in the ring, you'd be talking smack at him.
You know what? And when you call me for help, I wouldn't pick up. I would say, no. What I normally do, I see it's you just now. But I'd be sitting in the front row cheering Rob on like you can't believe our special guest. Again, Rob Vaughn, he's the founder of the Christian Wrestling Federation, former Milwaukee Mustang coach. Go to christianwrestling.com. Hey, Rob, in the first time you talked about your testimony in seventh grade, and is when you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Did you find that then through high school and through college, I know you played some football, that walking worthy and being able to stand up and say, look, this is who I am, was something that you were comfortable with?
You know, I want to say those years were probably the toughest, because I was always the quarterback, and so I always kind of had a little bit bigger, you know, I don't know, target on me, I guess. And so, man, when you fall hard. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and when you're doing the right thing, then it gets, you know, it kind of gets shown a little brighter. And so I say that was a real testing point in my faith as a teenager and into my early 20s, because, you know, I'm not perfect. I made mistakes, but I tried, and God redeemed some of the things that I may have said or done. But, you know, it was not easy, but I did. I gave it all that I had. I really tried and tried to surround myself with, you know, godly people. But, I mean, you know, God puts you in situations for a reason, teaches you lessons and stuff. And that was part of the growing experience. And those experiences back then have helped me today in the ministry that I've done all these years.
Hey, Rob, and coaching, is it a private school, Christian school, public school?
No, it is just a private college prep. It's not a Christian school.
Okay. So I'm sure you've had some opportunities to share and what God's been doing in your life and impact he's had on you? Or is that something you have to be careful with as far as in the school?
Yeah, the place I'm at, I got to be really careful.
You know, I was at a public school, and the principal was a believer. It's an incredible story. At 43, he was a devout Catholic, and a ninth grader came in and shared the gospel with him. And he got down on his knees right there in his office and accepted the Lord.
Man.
He said he went, look, he said, you know, Ken, when he got up and I shook his hand, I said, thank you. Thank you for having the courage to come and share this with me. He said, when he turned around and walked out of my office, the back of his shirt was soaking wet. And he said, man, it hit me that, man, he came in here afraid, you know, nervous.
Yeah.
But he was still courageous. He said, I spent the rest of the time going around during, you know, it was a huge school, about 3,000 a school. And he said, I went looking for him, trying to tell him, man, thank you. And I never did find him again. But he said, Ken, when I get to heaven, after I meet my Lord, I want to say, hey, show me where that kid is. I got to tell him thank you. And so he used to always tell me, Ken, you have to be as wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove.
Yep.
And I'm sure that would be the, you know, exhortation, you know, from the Lord to you in the, you know, the situation he's put you in, the opportunity, the platform he's given you. And I got to believe that, you know, you're a connector, just listening, talking to you, and connectors are impactors. So I got to believe that there are young men out there saying, hey, why is my coach so different? Why is he different than any other coach that I've ever had? So we'll certainly be praying God will use you there and being able to reach some of those guys there.
Hey, Rob, when you talked about, you know, and I agree with that. I envy guys that figured this out at such an early age like you did and Pastor Ken did. But when you talked about the tougher times in high school and college, were you able to then talk to your buddy Jeff and say, hey, look, I struggled a little bit here with this. You know, who did you have as your support group back then?
Well, my church I grew up in was really good about connecting you with accountability partners. And so I learned at an early age that it's okay, you know, to have somebody to talk to. Because, I mean, as men, what do we normally do? We like to stuff our feelings, you know, stuff it. Oh, just put it down in there. Don't tell anybody. It's, you know, but man, I learned at early age. All right. So I talk to other people. And so I've always had, God has put some incredible men in my life and that had some great influence over me that were godly men that I was able to share with and get counseling and advice from. And I mean, looking back, and they meant, you know, so much to my walk. To this day.
That's awesome. Hey, I know we got to cut Rob loose here in a couple of minutes, but we have to promote this TV show at least one more time. 8 a.m. Central on Wednesdays, coming up on October 3rd. It's the Christian Wrestling Federation Today with Rob and Beth Vaughn. And again, 8 a.m. Central starting October 3rd, and then 11:30 a.m. Central on October 5th. That's Friday, October 5th, is the wrestling show. I'm sure you're proud of both shows, Rob, but if we've got listeners that can catch one or the other that first week, which one would you recommend?
Ooh, well, it depends. I mean, if you want, the first one is my wife and I. It's our family. It's telling our testimonies, our story, and what you can expect from the show. Kind of get to know us. And then the first show is for the wrestlers is about the rest. Kind of the same thing for the wrestlers. You kind of get to know their characters and you know what kind of guy they play in the ring and a little bit about their testimony. So it's really both shows are really kind of get to know people. And then the week after that, then we'll start seeing the wrestling action. Then you'll start seeing, you know, our guests that we have on the show sharing their stories about what God's done for them.
Hey, Rob, do you ever get back up here to Milwaukee at all?
You know, I have not. I haven't been up there in a while. But, you know, we're hoping that with this show that it's going to allow us some opportunities to travel and do some road shows. I mean, I'd love to come up there and do a show with you guys, you know, for me and Beth for our show and just to be able to get out on the road. There's several people all over the country. Like you guys, that I would love to have on. And so hopefully this will allow us to be able to travel and do these things.
Well, we would love to. We'd love to have you up here, and we'll, you know, we'll treat you. We'll take care of you. All right.
Yeah. Hit Chick-fil-A. Is that what you're thinking? Hey, Rob, I'll take you out to dinner. You know, no, I'm just kidding. Hey, your days back with the Mustangs. Did you enjoy the city of Milwaukee?
Man, I sure did. Because, you know, being in Texas, I was hanging out in Milwaukee. I followed the Brewers back then, the Brew Crew and Harvey's Wallbangers.
Sure.
And all that. And so I was familiar. So I was really excited. You know how excited I was the first time I showed up and the people in the ticket office for the Mustangs said, hey, any guys want to go to the Brewers games? We do a ticket trade. We can get tickets. Man, I was ecstatic. I was like, give me some tickets. I want to go. Man, Hank Aaron played in this old ballpark.
Yep.
And I showed up and I was like, wow, this is an old ballpark.
I know.
And I loved it. I loved the old ballpark. They just started building Miller out in the out behind the outfield wall, you know, and they were building it. But, you know, I got to go to some games in the old stadium there. And so
County Stadium. Yeah, my grandfather was an usher up in the mezzanines, and I was 3, 4, 5, something like that.
Man.
And my brothers and I, he'd wait till the third inning, and then he'd call us up. And if there was empty seats, open seats, he would say, okay, give us a little bag of popcorn, say, sit down. Don't say a word. You guys be quiet. You just watch baseball. And you got to, yeah, you know, watch the Braves back then. So, man. Hey, Rob, thank you very much. Good luck with this TV show. Again, 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. Central on Wednesdays, 11:30 a.m. on Friday, starting October 3rd and October 5th. If you have questions or want more information, christianwrestling.com. Christianwrestling.com. You can get a hold of Rob. If you need to get a question to him that you can, you'd come through me here at the radio station. I can certainly get that to him. Hey, Rob, good luck with this TV show. I really appreciate your time today.
Hey, thank you, guys. Love being on the show, and thanks for having me back again for a second time. And hopefully the next time we are together, it will be in person.
Hey, I'd love it, Rob.
They say that Pastor Ken and I have a face for radio, so you got to be a little careful. I'm just telling you. And, hey, next time, I look forward to meeting Beth. And you guys, again, good luck on this show. Have a good one.
Thank you, Rob. All right.
We'll be back, Pastor. You and I got a couple things we got to talk about. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Back to Faith in the Zone, a journey on how people in sports walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Here's host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time, you covered me.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside Pastor Ken Keltner from Brookside Baptist Church. Boy, Rob Vaughn was good.
He was very good. I'm glad we had him on, and it was tremendous.
What a unique way to spread the word. You know, again, soccer camps, you know, golf camps. I've heard
everything.
Been involved in some of it. This wrestling, I'm not a big, you know, WWE guy. Yeah, I'm just not. There's a lot of people in the building here that are, and I know that it gets a huge audience.
Well, they would probably, if they were here, they'd probably come out and watch it.
I think so. Yeah. I think a couple of them would be great for.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, I think it'd be perfect for them. But look, I'm not judging.
Yeah.
I don't judge. I should be there because I should hear the word. But yeah. I love the fact that Rob and his wife Beth are fully invested in this show, and I hope it does really well. The Now Network, 8 a.m. on Wednesdays and 11:30 on Fridays, October 3rd and 5th. Hey, Pastor, before we get out, we only have a couple of minutes. I wanted to tell you this, that we've talked a lot about Faith in the Zone and finding guests, and are you getting many people talking to you about it? And I've got to believe there's been a lot of people praying for this show, because recently we have had this just a lot of different avenues of people coming on and calling me saying, hey, I know this guy, can I help you with this? or I know this guy, can I help you with this? And let me tell you a quick story, and we're going to have these people on in the next couple of weeks. But I had one of my clients introduce me to another potential client. Emailed us both, said, hey, you guys need to talk because you're looking for this and you're looking for this, and you guys be a great fit. So I started talking to her, and I said, so are you from Chicago? She said, no, I grew up in Indiana. I said, are you a Hoosier fan? She said, I'm a huge Hoosier fan. I said, basketball, football? She was basketball. I said, you know, I do a show called Faith in the Zone. A lot of people have recommended over the years that I reach out to Tom Crean. And I kind of got a little bit nervous because I went to one of his practices when he was here at Marquette. And I'm not sure if he would be a good fit. And Del Harris said, you know what? Hold on a second. One of the Zeller boy who went to Indiana, really reached Tom. And he coaches totally different now. And the woman I'm talking to said, you know, I babysat him. I said, you babysat the Zeller boys? She said, yeah. My family grew up two houses from them. In fact, my mom and dad still live two houses from Mr. and Mrs. Zeller. And I said, I'd love to talk to them because I'd love to talk to parents of kids that have obviously big-time basketball players, NBA players. One's trying out for the Bucks right now. And she said, oh, I'll pass your number along to my mom. And I thought, I'll never hear from that again. And sure enough, 5 days later, Mr. Zeller called me and said, hey, I hear you're looking for me. I said, let me tell you what I'm looking for. We're going to have them on. They've written a book, Raising Boys the Zeller Way. Mm-hmm. And three boys, you've had four, and I know that I'm looking forward to it. But we've had this conversation before for some reason, and I don't think it's coincidence. I know mm-hmm. you don't. All of a sudden, as it was getting tougher to find guests, a lot of people have come out of the woodwork.
Yeah, I think the Lord has been gracious. We've been on for 3 years?
Coming up on three and a half.
Three and a half. Wow. And you think of some of the guests that we've had on, and it's just been, I mean, we started out not really having any contacts with anyone to come
none.
On. And God has just brought people along. And there is a number of people out there that want to come on a program that will let them say, here's how my journey began. And I know you're always saying, hey, do you know of anybody that'll get on the mountaintop
right.
and share it? And I think we've had some that haven't been willing to do that, but a lot have. And I want to thank you, Mike, for your work on this. And I just want to put a plug in. This Sunday at Brookside, our 35th anniversary as a church.
That's
awesome. 35 years. I mean, I've been there now about 12 and a half. So I haven't been there for the full 35, but it's been awesome to see.
Well, that's good stuff. Congratulations to Pastor Helm and everybody.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, it's a great church. We've got to go. Pastor, it's good to see you.
Hopefully you'll
be back next week. Do I got to get you the address again? Or?
Well, yeah, you might have to get me the badge so I can get in.
There you go. He's Pastor Ken Keltner, Brookside Baptist Church. Thanks for listening. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.
You've been listening to Faith in the Zone with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner. You can hear Faith in the Zone every Sunday at 8 a.m. To find past shows, exclusive podcast, or to contribute with an inside tip for a guest, simply go to faithinthezone.com. Faith in the Zone is an inside look at people of sports and their walk in faith. Join us again next Sunday for Faith in the Zone, right here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Was it really amazing grace? Now I know for certain, Lord, it was you that rescued me.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.